In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Attention Apple users, Mac OS Sierra is finally available. A preview of what you can expect after you click download.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and more presents from Apple. Newly released is Mac OS Sierra. That's the latest version of Apple's desktop OS. Many are saying the moment is finally here with a feature that's arguably defining iOS these days, Siri. Let's call her, him, it, the top-billed star of Mac OS Sierra. However, there is much more to it than that. Let's get the very latest. Joining us now is friend of the podcast, WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So I think the consensus is that Siri is the MVP of Mac OS Sierra, but there's a lot more to it than that, and you got to play around with it. Let's break down the top five, or just the standouts as they are. The Universal Clipboard. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, this is an awesome feature, and I think it's something that if you use a Mac and you have an iPhone and iPad, you're probably going to use it a lot. Basically, if you have all of these devices and they're all running the latest operating systems, Mac OS Sierra for your computer and iOS 10 for your phone or tablet, and they're all in the same Wi-Fi network, and they all have Bluetooth turned on, then you can actually copy something on your iPhone or your iPad, and you can paste it on your Mac, or vice versa. And you can do this from Mac to Mac, iPad to iPad, iPhone to iPhone, whatever makes you happy. And it's just really, really quick and really convenient. If you say you find something on your phone and you want to, you know, take it on your laptop or iMac or whatever, and you know, play with that text or paste that video or photo into an email or whatever makes you happy, it really works out really nicely.
Okay, and that seems like, as with Siri, that's something that a lot of people feel might have been a long time coming, so that's good. The iCloud Drive, any improvements, any enhancements? How will we better use the cloud?
Yeah, basically this kind of feels like, for me, the first time that iCloud storage really makes sense and is easy.
Okay.
And, you know, the iCloud Drive has been around since 2014. So it's kind of like, you know, what took so long, Apple? But basically, with your Mac, your desktop and your documents folder will now be synced to iCloud Drive automatically. And you'll have an iCloud Drive app on your iPhone or iPad, and you can access all those files. Similarly, if you don't want to put stuff in those specific folders, you can use this app to put files from your iPad or iPhone, and then you can access them on your Mac in a new folder in the Finder menu called iCloud Drive. So it's really, really simple. It keeps everything in sync and works quite well. One thing to be a little cautious of is that if you actually start using this a lot, and I think it's something that I'll be using quite a bit, you're going to have to pay for storage. You get 5 gigabytes free from Apple, which really isn't much. Mm-hmm. But the going rate for a terabyte worth of storage is about $10 a month, and Apple matches both Google Drive and Dropbox in that regard. So, you know, it's affordable, but it's not free.
Gotcha. So they've optimized storage. That's always a huge, you know, that affects all of us. Two pictures and you can't do anything else on your phone. Let's talk a little bit about Apple Pay, because that's another thing that's made its way from mobile to desktop. How did it work out?
Yeah, it worked out really, really well. Basically, if you're looking at a website and if Apple Pay is an option, you can use it. And then if you have your Apple Watch or your iPhone nearby, you can use those devices to authorize the transaction, just as you would if you're buying something at Walgreens or whatever store. Now, at launch, there's only a handful of websites that use this, including Instacart, Lululemon, Warby Parker, and Indiegogo. So it's pretty limited. But Apple says that more than 300,000 websites are expected to support its payment service in the coming months. Now, that sounds really, really ambitious, but they've had a lot of success getting Apple Pay in the real world in you know, pretty much all the major retailers that you would want, and it's growing very, very quickly. So, you know, we'll see how prevalent it becomes, if it becomes like a threat to PayPal, which seems to be available on every website. But it works really, really easily and really, really quickly, and it's really fun.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've actually just recently started to use it, and I like it. I like that I can use it on a Mac as well. Lest we forget about the Apple Watch, I always refer to Apple Watch as an old friend that I'm concerned about. How is it working out on the Mac OS Sierra?
Well, this is something that I really like. I mean, if you are one of the people who bought an Apple Watch, and, you know, interestingly enough, there are a lot of them out there. It was the most popular smartwatch and one of the most popular watches of all last year. But it still, you know, isn't necessarily as prevalent as, say, an iPhone, right? But for those who have it, when you log into your Mac, basically your Mac can recognize that you have an Apple Watch on, and you don't have to put in your password. It just opens up your Mac for you, and then you get a little notification on your watch that says you've been logged into this Mac. So it's really nice, and it saves you some time, and it kind of brings a smile to my face when it works. Now, setting it up, of course, you have to do some things. You have to make sure that Bluetooth is turned on, your phone, your Apple Watch, and your Mac, and you have to make sure that two-factor authentication is turned on your account. A lot of people don't set that up because it's kind of a pain to do so. You know, you're going to get like a little four-digit code sent to your iPhone, and then you have to like put a couple security questions in there, and it's a process, but it's actually something that people should be doing anyways, because if for some reason nefarious parties out there on the internet got hold of your Apple account password, they'd have access to everything that you have if you didn't actually have two-factor authentication turned on. So, you know, I hope this gets more people to use that extra security step. And for those who have Apple Watches, this will save you, you know, a few seconds when you're logging into your device.
Okay, very good. So it does sound like there are some notable enhancements to this new operating system. The clincher here really is Siri and how far it's come and the fact that we can use it on a Mac. So you got to experience it a little bit. How awesome is it?
It's pretty great. You know, Siri being built into the Mac makes a lot of sense. And honestly, Siri was kind of a joke for a long time. It didn't really quite work too well. It didn't understand all the things you had to say, and it just didn't do much. But now, on iPhones, you can use it to control third-party apps. You can use it to hail a ride in Lyft.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
Yeah, it's actually useful now, and it's very useful on the Mac. You can use it to say things like, hey, you know, find me all the photos on my desktop if your desktop is a mess like a lot of us have. Or you can say, you know, find all the files that I sent Wilson, you know, last Tuesday, or you know, all these different kind of queries that just save you a lot of time and are a lot easier than going through and trying to figure this stuff out yourself. You know, rightfully so. Siri is kind of the star of Mac OS Sierra here, but by no means is it the only feature that you'll find really useful. And I think the main takeaway here is that these voice assistants that have kind of lingered in the background and been a little bit of a novelty are finally starting to get useful. Google's working on this. Amazon's working on this. And so is Apple. And they're all taking slightly different approaches. And the way that Apple's, you know, working it into the Mac really makes sense when you're using a desktop computer. It doesn't feel weird to talk to your computer at all, which, you know, if you would have asked me that a couple years ago, it definitely didn't think it would be so seamless.
Yeah, it's one of the few times I'm anxious to go home and download something, so that there's that. Nathan, thank you as always for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.